So, have any of you been sitting in your car and listening to NPR or a podcast or talking to a friend about the state of the world, and suddenly everything begins to feel a whole lot smaller and constrictive and overwhelming, and you can't figure out what to do because everything seems to have a butterfly effect? Remember that part. Okay, back to the beginning. We moved here from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we had lived for 12 years and where we had walked practically everywhere, biked some, and had to go out every 2 weeks to check and make sure our car still ran. Yes, even in the wintertime, it's all about clothing choice. So we moved to Baltimore, and within the first 2 weeks of moving to Baltimore, our bikes get stolen. Welcome to Baltimore. Now, honestly, it would have been no big deal if they took them off the street, but they took them off of a second-story porch. I would have been impressed if I had not been so pissed off about it. So, obviously, that combined with the fact that we had moved here for me to go to acupuncture school in Columbia, and we became car-dependent very quickly. At this point, I should probably mention that I am directionally impaired. I'm the kind of person that gives directions like, go to the funny-looking tree, hang a right, then go to where the Burger King used to be and turn left, and then go to the blue house and make a U-turn. Now, if you cut down the tree or you build something at the Burger King that is a completely different shape and size, or you repaint the house, I have no idea where I am. Luckily, I'm married to someone who carries maps in his head, and you can drop him down in the middle of the Gobi Desert, and he will be back for lunch bringing takeout for everybody. Thank God for cell phones. I would still be wandering somewhere in Howard County. So, time passes. I'm graduating with my master's degree. I'm 40 years old. I'm about to start my second career, and in our infinite wisdom, we decide to have a child. And so this same kid, at 2 years old, insists on walking all the way from where our home was then in Highland Town to the Inner Harbor, and just insisted on walking. I am not a bad parent. I took the stroller with us the first three times. Then I gave up. He's 19 now, and he still insists on walking everywhere and refuses to get a driver's license. I am telling you all this because we're a pretty self-mobilizing family. We'll get there somehow. This brings us to the July that I was driving him to a PT appointment downtown, and I ran our zippy little Mazda 2 through a very large puddle, and it stalled. And then it made funny noises. And then I had a chat with it, and we talked it over, and I got it running again. And it wasn't until 2 days later that it started to smoke. What had happened in that puddle, I'll get to the bike part, I promise. What happened in that puddle was that it had hydrolocked the engine, thrown a rod, punched a hole in the side of the engine, and had still managed to continue running on three pistons for 2 days. It was that good a car. So good that when we bought it used with like 150,000 miles on it, our mechanic invited all the other mechanics to come over and ooh and ah at it. So it's paid for. Everything but the engine is still the amazing car that it had been. So we're like, okay, we'll replace the engine. So we go looking for a used engine. There was not a single used engine in that make and model in the entire United States. But by the way, do y'all know that there are only three companies that are in charge of all the junkyards in the entire country? Three. Anyway, who knew? You learn things. So then we're like, okay, great. We'll get a new engine. It'll still be cheaper than buying a new car. Well, we're just about to do that, and we find out that there's not an insurance company in the country that will insure it for anything but collision because it is technically totaled, no matter what my mechanic said. So at that point, we sit down and decide to have a chat about how much we really need a car and how much we used it anyway, and we decided to run an experiment. We were going to run a 9-month experiment from July until whatever 9 months after that is, sometime in the early spring. And we'd just see how it went. So we took the payout from the insurance company. We bought two e-bikes because only two of us seemed to leave the house at the same time. And besides, the manling is walking all the time. And we began our experiment. This July, we will have intentionally been without a car for 2 years. And yes, it's great financially. No insurance, no car payment, no gas, none of that. No easy pass. And it's good exercise-wise, because even with an e-bike, you can make it work. You can make yourself work. You get a choice. So if I'm going to work and I don't want to arrive like a sweaty mess, I can put all the things up to the top numbers. Otherwise, you know, it's still good exercise. But that's not why I like biking. Here are the three reasons I really like biking. One, the medicine I practice is deeply ingrained and informed by how the seasons move inside of us and outside of us. And biking embeds me into the micro changes in the seasons all year round. It's making me a better practitioner. And I am not only walking my talk, I am biking my talk. The second thing is that I have conversations with people I otherwise would never talk to. Like the woman at the grocery store who wants to talk to me while I'm trying to figure out how to fit all the groceries in like a Jenga that you can't see in bags on the side of the bike. And she ends up in this like 20-minute conversation with me about everything. Or the person at the red light who rolls down their window to talk to me about my bike and ask me about where I got it and how I compared it with other bikes. And da, da, da. Or the one that rolls down their window to worry about me because I have gray hair and I'm on a bike. Thank you. I'm close. I'm almost there. And the third one, which is the most important, is that biking, the amount, I'm very aware of how big the planet is. Biking shows me how much, the distance that I cover reminds me of how much room there is on this globe. And I'm very aware of how big the sky is. And I'm very aware that we are all part of this organism that is floating here in space. And what that also tells me is that we have all that room for change, and we have all that capacity to create the world that we want to create and the one we want to live in. How cool is that?